Welcome to the service tonight. If you would take your church hymnal, and let's turn to number 32. Church hymnal, hymn number 32. Eternal Father, Song number 224.
Oh,
Let's try 377. Okay, at this time we'll look to Ron Schrock. We'll have our devotional, and I believe with that, a history of the song, given that time.
Good evening to everyone. The song I'd like to talk about tonight, it just kind of is the first song that came to my mind when I was thinking about a history of a song, is actually not in either of our hymnals here. It was kind of a shock to me because I just thought sure it was in there somewhere because I think we all know it well, but I think maybe the reason we know it well is because of singing it in school using the Zion's Praises. and that is Count Your Blessings. I am just curious, how many of you all were at the Thanksgiving service in Seymour at the old First Baptist Church where we sang Count Your Blessings for an invitation hymn one evening? How many of you remember that? Few? Okay. That's been a few years ago. Probably been, I don't know, 20 years ago maybe? It's been quite a few. But there was something that evening that struck me about that song and kind of stuck with me ever since. I thought, you know, it's really strange to sing Count Your Many Blessings for an invitation hymn, but I really don't think that's so strange. I think that the Bible has a lot to say about unthankfulness, and counting our blessings has a way of completely changing our perspective in life. And it was pretty interesting to read a little bit about that author and the way the Lord worked in his life. I'd like to just read a few verses first, and I'm going to be skipping around here a little, so if you just want to listen, that's fine. Ephesians 5, 19 through 21, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This talks of giving thanks always for all things. Philippians 4, 4 through 7, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Think of that. Be careful for nothing. Don't be anxious, but with prayer and thanksgiving. And I think thanksgiving should be a very major part of our prayer, thanking God for the things that He has done for us. And I think that helps us keep things in perspective. Colossians 3, 15 through 17, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which ye also are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Sometimes that's easier said than done when there's things we don't understand. This hymn was written, Count Your Blessings, was written in 1897 by Johnson Oatman Jr. Oatman was born in April 21, 1856, so he would have probably been from 41, in Lumberton, New Jersey, to Johnson and Rachel Oatman. His merchant father was considered to be the best singer in town. Although the young Johnson did not possess his father's talent, the younger Johnson looked up to his father, who fostered his great love of church music at a young age. He soon left the family business for the ministry. After finishing school, he went on to serve at various churches. He would travel to various churches to preach, but was never considered a great preacher. He never served one church in full-time ministry, but served congregations in a fill-in basis. And this was a little bit of a struggle for him, because he had a struggle just understanding what God's will was for his life, and yet he felt it was in the ministry. He got married to Wilma Reed in 1878. They had three children. After his father's death and in between churches, he was in the insurance industry. Even while serving God, Oatman was still wondering if surely God had life, if God and life had some other plans for him. Haven't we all wondered the same thing? He prayed and continued to seek God's will for his life. He longed to be a soul winner for the Lord. At the age 36, he discovered he had a hidden talent and could write hymns. He wrote songs almost daily, with an average of 200 songs a year, and has over 5,000 hymns to his credit, including songs such as Higher Ground and No Not One, which he claimed was his favorite. However, when forced to set a price for his hymns, he refused to set anything other than $1 per hymn. He was happy he was able to use his musical skills to preach the gospel. Given the reminder to be thankful, Count Your Many Blessings became a very popular hymn with the passage of time. This is no more so than around, there is no time more so than around Thanksgiving holiday. The hymn is a song of thankfulness. Today we often say count your blessings, especially when a friend or loved one is struggling. However, that was not the intention of Pastor Oatman. The hymn is a reminder to take our problems and concerns to God in prayer. The hymn, it was written after Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. It is like a beam of sunlight that has brightened up the dark places in the earth. Especially early on, it was especially popular in Great Britain, where it was said the men sing it, the boys whistle it, and the ladies rock their babies to sleep on this hymn. During the revival in Wales, it was one of the hymns sung at every service. Oatman's oldest daughter composed quite a few of the, she wrote the music for quite a few of her father's hymns. He died in 1922 in Norman, Oklahoma. However, his hymns live on and are reaching lost souls for the Lord. You know, the thing I find interesting there is that, you know, he would have liked to have been in the ministry, and it seemed that his talent was not there good enough for him to ever serve at one church on a regular basis. And yet, here, God used a talent that he had that reaches on long after his earthly life has ended. Okay, I think most of you probably know this song. Let's stand up and sing it. Kevin, could you blow E flat?
When upon life's billows you are tempest tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one.
Are you ever burdened?
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does a cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one.
When you look at others with their land and gold,
when you look at others with their land and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your
verse 4, so amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged. God is over all. Count your many blessings. Angels will attend. Help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God hath done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God hath done.
Okay, just remain standing. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you this evening for your love. Thank you for the gift of music. Thank you that we can be together here tonight to sing. And Lord, I just pray that you would be with the remainder of the service, be with the ones leading out up here, be with each one that will be sharing in groups, Lord, in children's class, and also, Lord, for the us all here participating. Lord, just pray you would be with those who can't be here because of sickness or some other reason. I just pray your blessing on each one of them tonight. Ask this all in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you, Ron, for that timely devotional song history. I think it's being grateful and thankful is essential to having a happy and productive life. And such an important thing. In your Christian hymnals, turn to song number 478, Christian hymnal.
I know.
Nor by a worthy cross. right, we'll have the children singing at this time. So all the children can come stand up front here. And Miss Andrew will have some songs for you.
Thank you, children, Andrea, for that big amen. Also, I want to say thank you, Ron, for sharing that song with us tonight. I needed that. Felt a little bit despondent coming to church, kind of tired and worn out, and so that kind of lifted my spirits. So thank you very much. Praise the Lord for that. Does anybody have a song they'd like to sing? I heard two of them. I heard I'll Fly Away, and I've heard 600. Let's sing 600, and then I might borrow that Zion's Praises later, and we'll sing I'll Fly Away. Is that okay? Let's turn to 600, and I think that's the Christian hymnal, is that right? Song number 600, Christian hymnal. No tears in heaven. Sorry, I forgot to announce the next group. Dan will be sharing a group.
like to do that tonight as well.
Thank you. It's a beautiful song. Nothing is too hard for God, is it? Someone have a selection? I think Kevin will lead the I'll Fly Away when he's up here again. So does anyone have another song you like? 372 in the Christian hymnal. After this song, There will be a group by Amy. Nearer, my God, to thee.
Nearer, my God, to thee. Nearer to thee. Nearer with thee.
Thank you, ladies, for sharing those songs with us. It's very beautiful. After this, we'll sing a song, and then I'll have Andy bring his group up. I think we'll sing "I'll Fly Away." I thought it was in that book, but I couldn't find it. So the first verse starts with "Some glad morning." The second verse is "When the shadows," and the third verse is "Just a few more." I think you know it well enough. Would everybody like to stand for change of arrangement? "Some glad morning."
Some glad morning.
Sorry, let's start over. I think try to B flat.
Some glad morning when the sun is over, I fly away through a home and cosmos to shore. I fly away, fly away, oh glory.
Be seated. That's for Andy's group to come up.
So far, those of you that have sung at OCC, what is the song that comes to your mind when my grandpa would get a request? Behold, what manner of man is this? And this is not OCC, and you're not the chorus. Why don't you join us in the last, excuse me, the last chorus of this song?
Behold, what man.
by God's own hand, written for a choir with a name. I heard the angels sing, glory, hallelujah, a mighty chorus way apart. I heard the angels sing, praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky. I heard a thousand trumpets sounding out his glory, telling the story how he came to earth to die. I heard a million voices praise the name of Jesus, singing in God's choir in the sky.
Thank you very much. Turn to song number 489 in the Christian hymnal. And we were very blessed today, this evening, with a good spirit of willingness and volunteerism in song groups. So we thank everyone who's taking part here, those who volunteered. And after this, Jed's family will have some singing for us. So.
How gentle God's commands, how kind His precepts are, how vast Your mercy.
right, Jed and Sharon family.
Good evening. It's good to be here tonight. And we're going to sing two songs. First song we're going to sing is Oh for a Thousand Tons. And I know that's kind of what we're doing here tonight, you know, lots of voices singing praises to God. And then the other one is Seek Ye First. And so, yeah, I don't want to be in front of Mike. I'm loud.
Was a request to be sung tonight. Kevin asked if I would lead it, and because the timing can be a little tricky, but I'm not an expert necessarily. But if you'll notice, in his time, that's a full note there, and so that'll take four beats, and then the half note right after that, it'll take two beats. So it'll seem like we're holding that for a long time, but if you'll just bear with us, I'd like to sing according to the way it's written. And then, sopranos, some of you are welcome to try your hand at the descant then, if you'd like. Let's sing this song, In His Time. Thank you for leading that song, beautiful song. This time we have a group by Josh. They can come up this time.
Or who
Who is a pardoning God like thee? I love that song. Thank you all. Thank everyone who took part. I just appreciate the songs that were shared. Maybe we'll have a chorus of, let's sing that Jesus Loves Me, Fill Up My Cup version, and then we'll turn the time over to the ministry.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible.